Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter with regards to the day of Jumu'ah. So we're doing various aspects as far as the day of Jumu'ah is concerned. The virtue of the day of Jumu'ah, its obligation, performing ghusl, applying itar, going early for the day of Jumu'ah, the time of acceptance of du'as. So as far as today's two ahadith are concerned, it got to do with this part of the heading, the chapter heading, which is the time of acceptance of du'as. So this is what we'll be discussing today. At which time on the day of Jumu'ah are du'as accepted? And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhakara yawm al-jumu'ati faqala fiha sa'atun la yuafiquha abdun muslimun wa huwa qa'imun yusalli yas'alu Allah shay'an إلا أعطاه إياه وأشار بيده يقللها متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the day of Jumu'ah and he said, in it is a time when Allah Ta'ala grants a Muslim servant standing in Salah whatever he asks for. He indicated with his hand that it was a short time. So what the hadith is mentioning, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the name, he mentioned the name of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah. This Jumu'ah, there's two ways of pronouncing it. One is Jum'ah and one is Jumu'ah. In other words, Jim with a Dhamma on it and Mim with a Dhamma. So Jumu'ah. And the other way is Jum'ah. In other words, take the Jim and on the Mim you put a Sukun. So it becomes Jum'ah or Jumu'ah. So these are the two ways that I mentioned as far as pronouncing the day of Jumu'ah is concerned. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the name of the day of Jumu'ah and he said, in it is a time when Allah Ta'ala grants a Muslim servant standing in Salah whatever he asks for. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his hand that it was a very short time. This period of time of acceptance is a very short time. We'll do some explanation just now after this. Second hadith, عن أبي بردة عن أبي بردة بن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أسمعت أباك يحدث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن ساعة الجمعة قال قلت نعم سمعته يقول سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هي ما بين أن يجلس الإمام إلى تقضص إلى تقتص الصلاة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو بردة ابن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما asked, did you hear your father narrating anything from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the special time on the day of Jumu'ah? I replied, so who is narrating? Abu بردة, the son of Abu موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه. He's saying that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He was also a Sahabi. But now he's asking the son of Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. So one son of one Sahabi is asking another son of another Sahabi. Although Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar was a Sahabi, but he's asking the son of another Sahabi. Who was that Sahabi? Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. He's asking him. So beautiful. This was the thirst that they had for knowledge. But he's asking him now. Abdullah bin Umar, the son of Hazrat Umar, is asking the son of Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that did you hear your father narrating anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the special time on the day of Jumu'ah? So he's saying the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, his name was Abu Burda. He says, I replied, yes, I heard him saying that he heard Rasulullah. I heard my father saying that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, it is from the time the Imam sits on the minbar until the salah is completed. Ulama explained what is meant by this. Is from the time the Imam sits in between the two khutbahs, from that time till the salah is completed, that is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers to us. Therefore you find, many of the ulama explain that between the two khutbahs, that when the Imam sits, this is the time that we should be making dua. Not making dua on our lips or loudly, but dua in our mind. We should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying out to Allah ta'ala for our needs, based on the hadith, that this is that time. Now, as far as which time is concerned, there are about 50 different views regarding the special moment on the day of Jumu'ah. However, these following two views which we're going to mention now, these are the most accepted because they are backed by ahadith, various ahadith. So therefore, these are the two most accepted from the views, from the 50 views that they are as far as the time that du'as are accepted. So number one, it is from the time the imam sits on the pulpit for the khutbah until the completion of salah. So that is one view. That one of the popular or the most accepted. So as I explained, when the imam sits after the first khutbah till the salah is completed. The second one is, it is shortly before sunset. On the day of Jumu'ah, before Maghrib Salah, before Maghrib Salah, on the day of Jumu'ah, this is shortly before sunset. This is the view of Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, many other scholars. Others explain that the reason for not revealing the exact time so that people could engage in dua and worship for extended periods on the day of Jumu'ah. People could engage in extended periods on the day of Jumu'ah. With regards to the first hadith, one thing was mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in it is a time when Allah ta'ala grants a Muslim servant standing in salah whatever he asks for. So some people mention that how do we explain this? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that in it is a time when a Muslim servant standing in salah, he asks Allah ta'ala and Allah ta'ala grants him whatever he asks for. And here we're saying that it is the time before Maghrib Salah. Or we are saying that it is the time that when an imam is sitting for the khutbah. We can still understand this view where the imam is sitting for the khutbah till after the salah. It's still understandable because there is a time wherein the person is standing for salah. So it ties up with the hadith. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that we are Muslim servants standing in salah. But that second view, that before Maghrib Salah, at that time nobody is standing in salah. We actually know it to be a makruh time to be performing salah. So how can we tie up that view with what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? Is it in it? Is a time when a Muslim servant stands in salah? So ulama explained that there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the person waiting for salah is as though he is in salah. Person that is waiting for salah is as though he is already in salah. So based on that, it's tying up with what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that the person is standing in salah. That person that is waiting for the Maghrib Salah, he's early in the masjid, he's already in salah. Even though he's not physically performing salah, but he's already in salah. So therefore ulama that take this view before Maghrib Salah, which is one the most accepted view from the two views we are seeing, one of the 50 views, these are the two most popular views. But this view that after, in fact most of the shuruhat, if they explain, that this is given preference, the second view, as we explained, so many great sahaba, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, etc., took this view of before the Maghrib Salah on the day of Jumu'ah. So anyway, this explains this. So if a doubt comes in any person's mind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the person that is waiting for salah is in salah. So it's not going against the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One is listening to these hadiths and listening to the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah. And one is we make niyat from now that we heard the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on du'as being accepted on the day of Jumu'ah. So let us try and put it in practice and increase on the day of Jumu'ah, increase as far as our du'as are concerned. Sometimes we think when we have to be seated in the masjid and then only we can make dua. Dua is such a thing, is as the person is going to work and as he's driving, he can make dua in his heart to Allah Ta'ala. Person is stopped somewhere at a robot, and instead of just listening to the news, what's happening here, what's happening there. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, let me increase in dua, let me increase in salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what he should be doing. Not wasting time on other things. This is a very, very great day. Let me take advantage of it. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.